One of America's pioneering modern dance choreographers retired a few years ago, and her company is taking a final lap around the world. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that this weekend, Philadelphia will see one of the last theater performances by the Tricia Brown Dance Company.
In the 1980s, Lisa Krauss danced with the Tricia Brown Company and says Brown choreographed movements that were very precise, but still made room for chance.
She was asking for a kind of precision combined with an ease in the body, an understanding of alignment, a kind of flow that hadn't really happened in set movement material before.
Krauss now teaches dance at Bryn Mawr College, and when she heard of Brown's retirement in 2013, she set about programming a year of performances and lectures about her work. This weekend, the troupe will dance one of its last performances in a theatrical setting. After this, the company will only appear in small gallery spaces without Brown. For 40 years, Brown dismantled the rules of dance. She often collaborated with visual artist Robert Rauschenberg, and she made pieces that denied the existence of a stage, and sometimes with dancers who never faced the audience. Krauss says Brown even challenged gravity by strapping dancers with ropes so they can walk down a wall, the bodies parallel to the ground.
Is it a dance if you put someone in a harness and have them walk down the front of a building facing downward so that they are actually horizontal and it's short? It takes the length of time it takes to walk down the building. It twists your whole idea of what's up, what's down, what are we looking at, and it's playful.
The season of events called In the New Body includes performances at Bryn Mawr by the Tricia Brown Company, an exhibition of Brown's works on paper, and in the spring, the Pennsylvania Ballet will perform an American premiere of one of her last pieces. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.